Researchers in Texas have produced hopeful results using gene therapy to treat lung cancer. The scientists were able to stop and in some cases even reverse the growth of tumors in lung cancer patients for whom conventional therapy had failed. While the results are preliminary, the researchers say they are extremely promising for lung cancer and other types of cancer as well. NPR's Joe Palca has details.
People don't tend to think of cancer as a genetic disease, but it is. Many cancers seem to occur when a single gene goes awry. One of these genes is called P53. A healthy copy of the P53 gene is important to make sure cells grow normally. If P53 is damaged or somehow becomes mutated, cells can start growing out of control, and that's cancer. Jack Roth and his colleagues at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston figured if they could get a healthy copy of P53 into cancer cells, that might stop the cancer. To do that, Roth says they used a virus.
We took a mouse virus, disabled the virus so that it couldn't divide, and removed most of the viral genes, and then put into it a functioning copy of the human P53 gene.
The idea was that the virus would be injected into tumors. It would infect the tumor cells, and then the tumor cells would take up the healthy P53 gene. As they report in next month's issue of the journal Nature Medicine, Roth and his colleagues tested the approach on 9 patients with lung cancer.
We found that in 3 patients there was evidence of tumor shrinkage, and so apparently expression of this gene can actually kill tumor cells in patients and cause the tumors to regress. In 3 other patients, the tumors stopped growing for varying periods of time.
Previous efforts to treat these patients with standard cancer therapies had failed. Equally important, says Roth, is that the new treatment didn't appear to have any harmful side effects. One of the big challenges for would-be gene therapists has been finding a way to deliver genes to their targets without making the patient sicker. Despite this early success, Roth says it's crucial to keep these results in perspective.
It's an indication to us that one can rationally target mechanisms which cause cells to be cancerous. And this is really a first step to tell us that, yes, that approach is a valid one.
There's a lot more testing before Roth and his colleagues will know if their approach really works. All the patients in this preliminary study eventually died. But cancer researcher John Minna of the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas says Roth's work with the P53 gene has enormous implications.
There's 1 million new cases of cancer in the United States every year, and about half of those cases, over 500,000, have a mutation in this P53 gene in the tumor cells. And so if we could figure out how to make this work, it might have very wide application.
Minna says with luck, that day might be as little as 2 or 3 years off. There are limitations to this new approach. The virus must be injected directly into tumors, a painstaking and laborious procedure, and if the tumors have spread throughout the body, it may not be possible to inject all of them. But Minna says Roth's work is proof of how fast things are moving in the world of genetic medicine.
It's kind of interesting to look back from when we first discovered a mutation in the P53 gene in lung cancer in 1989, that we're now here in 1996 actually talking about a use of a therapy in a patient.
Many researchers are now pursuing gene therapy approaches to treating cancer. The success of Jack Roth and his colleagues should reassure those researchers they're on the right track. This is Joe Palca in Washington.